天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在我们的生长过程中，会常常无意识的让过去的失败阻挡了我们爱主的道路。现在的你可能会活在羞愧中，或者被一种失败，或者不被周围人接纳的一种恐惧所笼罩着，而不能来享受与神亲密的关系。那我们应当如何依靠神的大能，可以走出这样的光景呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，来听听看麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
If you have just joined us,
如果你是第一次收听这个节目，
This is the third message in a series of messages on knowing Christ.
现在所播出的系列就叫做认识基督，今天是第三讲。
God told his people in God's holy book,
神在圣经中吩咐以色列人说，
To love the Lord their God with all their heart,soul and mind，
要尽心尽性尽意爱主他们的神，
and to love their neighbor as themselves，
并且要爱邻舍如同爱自己一样。
Ancient theologians named this command the Shema，
古代神学家把这条诫命称作示玛。
In Jesus' day the Shema was recited twice a day，
在耶稣那个时代里，犹太人通常一天要两次背诵示玛。
But there was an underlying problem.
但问题是
，The people's lives did not reflect their love for God.
从他们生活中却一点也反映不出爱神的样子来。
Twice a day they would recite these words, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind."
他们一天两次背诵。你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
And yet, when the Lord of Glory showed up,
但是当这位荣耀的主真的来到他们当中，
they rejected him and crucified him.
他们却拒绝了他，更把他钉死在十字架上。
What they were saying with their lips,
他们口中所肯定的，
they were denying with their lives.
却在他们的生活中否定了。
What they were declaring publicly,
他们公开宣告的，
they were denying in practice,
却在他们的行为中否决了。
My listening friend, you may say, this would not happen today.
我亲爱的朋友，也许你会说，这种事儿今天不会再发生了。
If Jesus would come today, we would worship him.
如果耶稣今天来的话，我们一定会敬拜他。
Oh, really?
真的吗？
Think about what many people do.
看看我们周围人群的表现吧。
We claim to know God.
我们口头上说认识神。
But we deny that very claim by our lives.
但我们日常生活中所行的却和嘴里所说的互相矛盾。
We are doing exactly what God's people were doing in the time of Jesus.
我们和耶稣同时代的犹太人完全一样。
They were reciting the Shema without living it.
他们说一套做一套。
Just as it was easy for the Pharisees to recite the Shema twice a day,
正如法利赛人一天两次背诵摩西律法。
I love the Lord with all my soul, mind, and heart.
说，我要尽心尽性尽意爱耶和华我的神。
But living it was a whole different matter.
但行出来的却是另外一套。
And we do the same thing.
今天的我们也是如此。
Turn with me if you have a Bible to Matthew 22:32-39.
如果你有圣经，请翻到马太福音22:32-39。
I am the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob.
他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
And when the crowd heard this, they were astonished at his teaching.
众人听见这话，就稀奇他的教训。
Hearing that, Jesus had silenced the Sadducees and the Pharisees got together.
法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集。
One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question.
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说，
Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
夫子，律法上的诫命，哪一条是最大的呢？
Jesus replied,
耶稣对他说，
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This is the first and the greatest commandment.
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
And the second is like unto it.
其次也相仿。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是要爱人如己。
The Pharisees were trying to trick Jesus.
这些法利赛人其实是想为难耶稣。
And the reason why Jesus was so hard on the Pharisees,
而耶稣之所以很严厉地对待法利赛人，
it was because they were manipulators.
就是因为他们好玩弄权术。
They were forever trying to manipulate Jesus.
他们一直想陷害耶稣。
And so here they were trying to trick Jesus.
现在他们又想给耶稣出难题了。
But they recognized that Jesus was too much for them and for their tricks.
但他们发觉耶稣比他们和他们的计谋都高明得多。
And when they couldn't trick Jesus, they sent a lawyer to do the tricking.
当他们黔驴技穷时，就派了一个律法师来难为耶稣。
Look at Matthew 22:34-35.
请看马太福音22:34-35。
But when they heard that he, Jesus, had put the Sadducees to silence, they gathered themselves together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him.
这里说到法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集，内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣。
The lawyer came to trick Jesus, asking him, "What is the greatest commandment of all?"
律法师来试探耶稣说，哪一条诫命是最大的呢？
What were the Pharisees trying to do?
这些法利赛人的目的是什么呢？
Their purpose was to find something by which they could accuse Jesus of heresy.
他们的目的就是要抓把柄来控告耶稣。
And with this, they would discredit him.
从而破坏他的名声。
Their purpose was to expose Jesus as an impostor.
他们的目的就是要诬告耶稣是个骗子。
And to turn the people against him.
从而让大众反对耶稣。
But without hesitation, Jesus took them back to the very words that they were reciting twice a day.
但是耶稣却不费吹灰之力，就借他们一天诵读两次的摩西律法来击败了他们，说
：“You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind。”
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
The Lord of glory answered the Pharisees by telling them to do what they already know。
荣耀的主用他们本来就熟悉的经句，反过来应用在他们身上。
As if to say, I am here to exhort you to practice in life what you already claim to believe.
就仿佛说，我本来就是要督促你们把所信的在生活中行出来。
But how do we love Christ with our minds?
怎样才算是尽意爱主呢？
Well, first, what is the mind?
首先，我们要弄懂什么是意。
The mind is the seat of intellect.
所谓意就是理智。
The mind is the seat of determination.
意就是决心。
The mind is the seat of willful vigor.
意就是意志。
The mind is the seat of commitment.
意就是委身。
And because above everything else, love is a commitment, love therefore must start in the mind.
因为爱本身就是一种委身，因此爱必须从一颗愿意的心开始。
In marriage, for example,
比如说在婚姻当中，
the core of love is commitment between husband and wife.
爱的核心就是夫妻之间的相互委身。
Marriage is not primarily about physical beauty.
婚姻主要不在于外表的吸引。
Because that can change.
因为人都会变老的。
Marriage is not primarily about emotions and romance.
婚姻也不在于感情的浪漫与否。
Because they can go up and down.
因为感情是不稳定的。
It is not even about feelings.
婚姻甚至不能靠感觉。
Because feelings are mercurial.
因为感觉是会随时改变的。
It is not about physical strength.
婚姻也不是建立在身体的健康上面。
Because that can deteriorate.
因为身体也会衰残。
It is not about possessions.
婚姻与财富无关。
Because that can be lost.
因为金钱财产都可能消失。
But love's beginning and sustaining power is commitment.
真爱从头至尾都要依靠委身来维系和发展。
And commitment begins in the mind.
而委身就来自我们的意志。
If you truly want to know and love Jesus Christ,
假如你真的要认识并且爱这位主耶稣基督，
you have to begin with a determination.
你必须在一开始就下定决心。
A determination that you will love him above all.
坚决要爱主胜过爱一切。
If you want to love Jesus, you have to begin with a mental decision.
如果你要爱耶稣，就必须从理智上下定决心。
If you want to love Jesus, you have to begin by placing him in the highest priority level in your life.
如果你要爱耶稣，你就必须把主放在你生命中的首位。
You must give him the priority of your time.
在时间上让主居首位。
The priority of your thinking.
在思想上让主居首位。
The priority of your decision making.
在做决定时让主居首位。
The priority of all your dreams and hopes.
在所有理想和梦想中都让主居首位。
And unless you make that conscious decision, your love for Christ will go to the bottom of your priority list.
假如你不是从理智上做出这个决定，爱主耶稣就会成为你生命中最不重要的事了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because what grabs our attention is what we can see.
因为我们很容易被眼睛所能看见的事物吸引。
What takes our time is what we feel.
我们常常被自己的感觉牵引。
What occupies our passion is what we experience.
我们往往被自己的精力左右。
And if you fall in the trap of giving in to what pressures you,
如果我们受这些力量的影响而屈服，跌入陷阱中，
We will always crowd God out.
神就会从我们的心中被排挤出去。
A good way to think about your life's priority is like a wheel.
生活的先后次序就像一个轮子。
Jesus is the axle around which the spokes of your priorities are hooked into.
耶稣就是我们生活中一切事物的轴心。
If you see Jesus as the hub around which all your priorities emanate from and go back to,
假如你把耶稣当成你一切选择的轴心，
If Jesus is the very center of all life's priority,
假如耶稣是你生活一切的核心,
then loving God with your mind will mean the following.
那么敬意爱主就意味着
You will make the decision of the will to give him the first fruit of your day.
你会立志把你每天最好的献给他。
Not the rotten fruit.
而不是把残缺腐烂的给他。
Loving God with your mind means that you will give him the first fruit of your money and possessions, not the leftovers.
敬意爱主就意味着你把自己所赚得的财物先奉献给主，而不是你的剩余物资。
Loving God with your mind will mean that you will consult him before you make a decision.
敬意爱主就意味着你在做任何决定之前先寻求神的心意。
Loving God with your mind means that you will say no to the temptation to do evil.
敬意爱主就意味着要对撒旦的诱惑说不。
You will say no to the things that keep you away from worship.
凡是拦阻你敬拜神的事，你都要拒绝。
Not only that, but you will say no to the things that do not honor the Lord.
不但如此，所有不荣耀神的事都要拒绝。
Loving Jesus with all your mind means that you will say yes to obeying his commands.
敬意爱主就意味着你要甘心顺服主的命令。
You will say yes to things that will bring glory to his name.
凡是荣耀神的事情，你都要听从。
You will say yes to grieving over sin.
并要为罪而痛悔。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
If you love me, you will obey me.
人若爱我,就必遵守我的道。
Obeying God requires determination of your mind.
顺从神需要在意志上做出抉择。
And mind determination is the first step.
理智上的决心是第一步。
And that is why the Lord Jesus said, to love him with all your mind, heart, and soul.
因此,主耶稣说,要尽心、尽意、尽性来爱他。
But you must first determine to love him with your mind.
首先必须要从意志上做出爱主的抉择。
Many times we allow past failures to keep us from growing in our love for Christ.
很多时候我们容许过去的失败阻挡了我们爱主的道路。
I read about a man who went to see a doctor about his memory.
有一位先生为了他记性不好去看医生。
He said to the doctor,
他对医生说,
I am losing my memory.
我的记忆力正在减退。
A week later, the man received the diagnosis.
一个礼拜之后，这个人听到医生的诊断。
We cannot help your memory without impairing your eyesight, the doctor said.
医生对他说，如果我要帮你恢复记忆力，就会伤到你的视力。
Would you rather be able to see or remember?
你是愿意恢复记忆力呢，还是保留视力呢？
The man immediately said,
这个人立刻回答说,
I would rather have my eyesight than my memory.
我宁愿保留我的视力。
I would rather see where I'm going than remember where I've been.
我宁愿看见我往哪里去,而不愿回忆我曾经到过哪儿。
And it's the same way in loving Jesus.
同样在爱主的道路上。
To know and love Jesus with your mind, you must not be controlled by where you have been.
要尽心竭力认识主和爱主，就不能让你的过去来支配操控你。
Put all of your past under the blood of Jesus and move forward.
在主的宝血里，忘记背后，努力面前。
To love Jesus with all your mind,
尽心尽意爱主耶稣基督。
You must not dwell on past failures.
从过去的失败中走出来。
You have to let the past be the past.
把昨天留给历史。
Begin today with a new determination of the mind.
从今天开始做一个全新的决定。
Determine that you will love Jesus above all else.
决心爱耶稣胜过爱一切。
And you will be pleasantly surprised by the power and the direction that the Lord will give you.
这样你将会因主赐你的能力和引导惊喜不已。
Because determination of the mind is honoring to Him, and God will honor your obedience.
因为你坚定的决心就表示你遵从神，神也会尊重你。
And then write and tell us about your determination.
盼望你能写信来告诉我们你的决心。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是的，愿我们从现在开始，依靠主耶稣的大能和爱，忘记过去，努力地向标杆直跑，来全心全意地爱我们这位伟大的神。因为我们这位可爱的主就在那里张开双臂等待着我们。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
耶和华应了我供应。